Colossians chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 2. So Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, withal praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister, son to Barnabas, touching whom ye receive commandments, if ye come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word once again. We pray your blessing unto us this day as we look into it together. Help bring it to our understanding, Lord, and that we may learn of these people that are spoken of, and that it may encourage and challenge us in our walk with you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Epistle of the Colossians is one of only two epistles that Paul wrote to a church that he didn't actually start himself. The other one would be the book of Romans. It would seem that the church in Colossae was started as a byproduct of Paul's efforts. We read of Paul in his third missionary journey that he spent about 2 years in Ephesus, and it was during that time. It was written in Acts chapter 19 and verse 10 that while he spent those 2 years, that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And Colossae was a city in Asia in what we now call the country of Turkey. And it was actually along the trade route that went from Ephesus, which was on the coast, all the way kind of into the interior and down to the Euphrates River and to some of the other trade routes that went off to Asia. And it would seem, from what we see in Colossians, that the fellow by the name of Epaphras, who's mentioned in verse 12 in this passage, this chapter that we read, and then he's also mentioned in verse 1, it would seem that he was kind of the fellow God used to help get the church started, and we don't know if he was a disciple of Paul exactly. It isn't entirely clear. Paul refers to him as a fellow servant. So there seems to be a bond there of some sort, but we don't know for sure. But we recognize, too, that this epistle is also one of several that are known as prison epistles, because Paul wrote them while in prison. He spoke to them at the very end where he said, "Remember my bonds," that he actually is in prison while he's writing this, that he's under house arrest at this time in Rome. And it's interesting to note, because you think of it, if we were thrown in jail for the cause of Christ, what would our tendency be? I think it would kind of feel sorry for ourselves. We would kind of decry the injustice, that we shouldn't be in here, this isn't right. That we'd even say, "God, why did he let this happen?" But we see with Paul that that wasn't his perspective at all when he was in prison. That even though he was bound, that wasn't going to stop him from being a blessing to others.